Zimbabwe is one of the nation's hardest hit by Africa's food crisis. An estimated 7 million people there are in need of food aid. The food crisis in Zimbabwe has been exacerbated by President Robert Mugabe's land distribution program, which took profitable farms away from white Zimbabweans and gave them to blacks. Since then, food production has fallen. Today, three reporters, including NPR's Jason Bobian, were arrested while investigating the country's food shortage. Jason now joins us from the southern city of Bulawayo. Jason, exactly why were you arrested?
We were arrested for taking photographs of a grain silo. It was myself, an Associated Press photographer, and a local Zimbabwean photographer who was working for the Associated Press. And he went out and took some photographs when we were at the Grain Marketing Board. The Grain Marketing Board controls all of the distribution of grain in Zimbabwe at the moment. They've been given a monopoly over both the price that it's sold for at the store and the price that's given to the farmers. And this is the place where all of the grain comes through. And we had shown up to ask some questions about what were the supplies like at the moment.
You're in the country to report on growing hunger. What is the food situation in Zimbabwe?
The food situation is quite bad in Zimbabwe, in part because so much of the population relies on cornmeal as its main staple. There is food on the supermarket shelves, there is food being sold by the side of the roads, but most people simply can't afford it. Cornmeal, which is the main staple here, is just not on the shelves. It's not available. And so many people are going hungry because they can't access other foods.
This drought has been affecting much of southern Africa. How is Zimbabwe different?
Well, Zimbabwe is different in that Zimbabwe right now is in the middle of a radical reorganization of its agricultural sector. President Robert Mugabe over the last 2 years has ramped up a program of land reform to take large white-owned commercial farms, to seize them, and to redistribute small plots of land to landless blacks. It's an attempt to redress colonialism, which left most of the best agricultural land in Zimbabwe in the hands of white farmers. Unfortunately, last year, this program cut the nation's agricultural production by roughly 75%. In addition, he's put price controls on almost everything, from Aquafresh toothpaste to cooking oil. These prices are artificially low at the moment because inflation here is at about 200%. So these prices, which were set quite a while ago, have kept down they've sort of dampened any incentive for commercial enterprises to import grain into the country because they can't sell it at even a profit. They would have to sell it at a loss. So the only grain that's coming in at the moment is through international relief organizations like the World Food Program or USAID, and they're distributing it for free to people who would otherwise starve or go extremely hungry.
How has this food crisis affected President Mugabe now?
It's affected Mugabe quite a bit. He's had a major challenge to his power by some people inside ZANU-PF, the ruling party. He's also very concerned about his image at the moment in that the Cricket World Cup is coming up, which is a major event for people in the British world. At the moment, there's scheduled to be 6 games with England and Australia, and the England and Australia players have said that they don't want to come here. The English and the Australian governments have asked their players not to come, but it does look at the moment like they're going to come. He's concerned that this would be a great black eye to Robert Mugabe if the Cricket World Cup pulls the 6 matches out of Zimbabwe that are scheduled for early February.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Jason Bobian.